Are you eight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I go back to the
cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in Birmingham News, as I forestated, that was this cartoon. It was extremely painful to me. I don't mind seeing it again. And it was a silhouette, and of course, I don't see things in black and white, but this particular cartoon was in black and white, and the background was white, and the command and the people were black. I mean, you didn't have to have a 18-wheeler to hit you to know what the cartoon meant. And the little child was looking up at its mother and it's saying, "Mother, where do daddies come from?" And I forgot, I didn't cut it out, but I was intending to. I was getting so many articles out of the paper. At that time, I still hoard, and I am obsessed with what people do, and it's done so ignorantly, because I really feel ignorance or a lack of learning or being taught what's correct is what's wrong with America. That's Robinson's remedy. I think that if you want to eradicate anything that was a pronounced teaching thing, something that was taught, racism is taught, discrimination is taught, people of light of color being smarter than people of darker color is taught. Well, if you can teach racism, and you can teach desegregation, and you can teach these obnoxious theories about human beings, and we all are, then why can't we unteach them? If it was taught wrong from its inception, why can't we start and teach it right? And a life of knowledge is very dangerous now, because dangerous people are not knowledgeable of the other alternatives they have to being violent. A man would not rob a store if he could work in the store in many instances. He said, "Well, he's lazy." How do you know that? What we have to do is we're going to have to go back and re-indoctrinate the work ethic. And we've got to get rid of welfare where it is synonymous with having a college degree or a food stamp, which is synonymous with having a paycheck, or patting people on the back for having five children by five fathers, or saying it's okay if you do it this way, which is unacceptable according to our system of ethics in America. What we have to do, we just have to go back. And the civil rights movement in and of itself was just a curtain performance. That's all it was. It did not ensure anybody anything. And you've heard me say over and over again, equality does not begin at birth. It ends at birth. What people get here the same way, with sperm and an egg. We're incubated in our mother's wombs. She is our shelter, our home, our raincoat, our food supply, our disposal system, etc., etc. But once we enter the real world and begin to breathe on our own, we're on our own. Have you ever known a mother to breathe life into a dead baby? Well, then we don't start out equal. We start out with the facilities that we inherited from the sperm and the egg. And if the father had homicidal tendencies and the mother had homicidal tendencies or had some genes which would bespeak of insanity, the child would have those. So I think that what we have to do is do, like, just simple arithmetic. Decide what we are or are not going to have in the system. To me, it's no big problem. I think that we should have National Death Day. I don't think we should feed people who have already been given the death sentence. In that way, we're speaking, as Indians would say, with a forked tongue. We have given you a death sentence. We have said you've got to die for the crime you committed, but we're going to take care of you, educate you, rehabilitate you, to kill you. We just going to have to do better. And like I said, the civil rights movement did not free anybody. Really, it chained all of us again. Because there were whites who had this sad, pathetic, oh, I want to help all the blacks I can attitude. There were white women who in and of themselves were in a state of slavery. They had never been the streets of black women. They went crazy. And in their going crazy, they in turn make black men even more crazy. Because anytime you're kept from something, simply because someone said you shouldn't have it, that's what you want. So we just got to go really all the way back and teach people that people are people. And that all the marches in the world, all of the jailings in the world, and all of the deaths that occurred in the civil rights movement, and the death of Medgar Evers, and the death of my beloved Malcolm X, and Dr. King, and all others whose names cannot be called, who were the Dr. Kings and the Medgar Evers and the Malcolm X's, that you and I will never know anything about. This, it didn't start in the 60s. It started when they brought us here. And there were always people who lamented the fact, and there were white people who spoke of the conditions that would be a result of one man enslaving another simply for monetary gain. And that's what slavery was all about in the South. So it's no big deal. We're going to survive. We're going to do what we have to do.
How do you feel about the women's movement? The women coming up and trying, in a sense, to gain, you know, the political rights. You see, when you were married, you were really just, you had no rights at all. Was your husband, do you feel that the women...
That was for white women. That was not for the women. It was for the white women. The white women were held into a state of servitude, because it was generally supposed all you had to do was be pretty, and you had to be well schooled, and you served at parties, and you had one or two babies, and after the one or two babies, many white couples didn't even sleep together anymore. Mm-hmm. That's how, why so many black babies came into America. And if one looks back and reads, then you know that there were under many. And in many instances, should I say, white women taught black women a lot how to read, how to be ladies, etc. Because that's all they knew. They did not hold jobs per se. Their job was to please their men.
Mm-hmm.
And when strong white women came on the scene, they were beaten down like dogs. The balloon wearers, the pantaloons, the smoking of the cigarettes. I am going to vote. Well, people laughed at women. You see, black women were not even considered women. So the impetus to a feminist movement is a white movement, white woman's movement. We never been not allowed to work, really, to tell you the truth. The system always gave black women jobs when they wouldn't give black men jobs. And the article the other day, if I'm not mistaken, Sunday's Decatur Daily stated, black female college graduates make more money than black male. But that's not true in the white race. Have you ever thought about why? We don't need a feminist movement. We need a movement to give impotence to our men to make them better men. Now, you may need a movement. but I don't.
Well, I remember reading that the feminist movement really, in a sense, excluded the black woman at first.
It did. Well, all movements did.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that I think that black women have been acceptable, almost like the daughters of the Confederacy, they did not accept the black women until they proved they were related to white folk.
Yeah.
And they blew their minds. Oh. You do whatever you have to do to get whatever it is you want to done. Whatever it is you want done, then whatever the mechanism is you have to use. And black women were a viable vehicle. But we are too free. We are so free that many of our black men look upon us as being the stronger of the two. Well, we don't need to belong to a white organization, which helps to illuminate it that further. We really don't. That's the way I feel about it. Somebody has to take hold and say, hey, we have been too free. You're the people who couldn't hold the jobs, and when you were given jobs, you were given jobs that were subservient. Same way like black people were, and women too. But in the true essence of the feminist movement, and I'm sure there are lots and lots of black feminists who would disagree with me for one reason or the other, but the majority of black women need to reevaluate their personal situations on an individual basis, not collectively. There's nothing black women need to do collectively, unless it is get more education, be prepared for jobs when they do come, and inculcate in our children a sense of direction. That's it. As far as the movement, the feminist movement is concerned, thumbs down.
Okay. Anything else
you want to
talk about?
Oh, these are dreams I have before at 53 years old, sitting here at this particular time. I wish that the human condition could gain as much attention as the Alabama Auburn game is getting today. That children would be considered as human beings from birth. That we wouldn't have to wait until they were destroyed to realize that there are some people who are incapable of being parents and should not be allowed to be parents again. And then there are some people who ought to be good parents but were never allowed physiologically the gift of bringing children into the world. If we were to think about the children and think about what would happen 10 years from now if we started right now focusing all of our energies toward healthy children who could learn given viable situations, effective classrooms, dedicated teachers, regardless of their parenting. Labeling is a problem in America. What makes a child legitimate and what makes a child illegitimate? The stroke of a pen.
Mm-hmm.
But children live with that stigma for the rest of their lives. It's just a little bitty things we need to do in the system, which we have not done. Labeling is one of them, and I say that because being a black woman, every label that a black woman can wear, I've worn. And it's been very bitter. I mean, the pills have been very bitter. But being strong and knowing that the majority of the attacks that I have been given were given out of ignorance. People knew better, they do better. So to me, education definitely is the key. I can tolerate, as Maya Angelou said, illiteracy. Because those are people who haven't had the opportunity to have been taught to discern and to discriminate and make choices. It's ignorance. And ignorance to me, an ignorant person to me, is a person who was taught but refuses to use it effectively to heal the wounds in the system. They know better. They just don't do better because they want to keep on magnifying the problems that exist because they're afraid of what would happen if everybody realizes the truth. So they keep the truth away from the ones who are too weak to go and get it for themselves. That's what Jonathan did. You know, and the years I've taught have made me realize unequivocally that some people would do a lot better if given the opportunity. I know that life is a matter of choices, but a child first must learn how to discern choice. And then after knowing and feeling deep within oneself that one has a choice, then this country, with all of its riches, ought to find a way for each person to find a niche of happiness, a niche of self-affirmation. And it doesn't do that at this present time. And the civil rights movement, or another civil rights movement, or even a economic or social revolution would not bring that about until we change the minds of the people. And that's it.